From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading Sweets Begorra by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Sweets Begorra, Chapter 1. Begorra, Irish, used as a mild, usually jocular oath. Euphemism for by God. First known use, 1750. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Chapter 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your seats to their full upright position, came a too loud voice over the 747's intercom system. Samantha Sweet gathered the soft blanket which had covered her during the overnight flight, gazing over the short divider between their seats to find that Beau was already sitting upright, looking as fresh as if he'd showered and shaved.
"Morning, Mrs. Cardwell," he said with a grin.
He'd taken to using her new last name ever since their wedding 2 days ago. She liked the sound of it. Sam smiled back at him, then pressed a button on the console beside her. The automatic seat began doing about 4 different things, lowering her legs, raising her back, switching from the flatbed where she'd actually slept a while to an upright airline seat. She ran her fingers through her hair and wished she'd wakened a tad earlier. Freshening up now would have to wait until they were inside the terminal. Beau handed her a small napkin-wrapped bundle.
You missed breakfast, but I saved this for you.
The savory slice of meat enclosed in soft bread tasted heavenly, although she would have loved a cup of coffee to go with it. No time. The first-class cabin attendant passed through, collecting the napkin and reminding passengers to stow their loose items.
Welcome to Shannon, Ireland, where the local time is 6 a.m.
They had pre-cleared customs back at JFK, so the trip through the airport went quickly. Slightly past the baggage claim.